Welcome to Here I Am, Lord, a weekly faith-filled program about learning to say yes to Jesus in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Join Marta Kyle as she invites you to grow in faith, recognize God's voice in daily life, and discover simple ways to follow Christ more faithfully each day.
It's really been fantastic.
And the color.
So we hope that you have a moment to get outside and enjoy these beautiful sunshiny days, this nature. Take a walk in nature.
Yes.
We did run into a little creature, but that was yesterday. A little snake met us on our path, but we just shooed him aside and said, get behind me. Snakey.
No, but it was funny because we happened to have a moment of maybe some negative conversation.
Never.
Just then.
It wasn't negative. It was complaining.
It was complaining. It was grumbling.
Yeah, grumbling. We were grumbling.
Out came a snake.
Out came a snake. Can you believe it? And we were like, wow, that was really timely.
We're going to shut that down.
We got the message, Lord. We're going back to the Cardinals. So on today's walk, we saw, no lie, 15 red Cardinals. I mean, they were everywhere, were they not?
And so red this year.
And they were so red.
Like the trees.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. And then when we were speaking to Wendy, our dear buddy Wendy, she reminded us that today is the feast day of Saint Bernadette of Lourdes, and Our Lady of Lourdes was our parish growing up. So I was very excited to be reminded that April 16th is the day she met her eternal reward, went home to the Lord. And so Saint Bernadette, pray for us, and we're going to open with a little prayer. I always like to find prayers that maybe come from their diaries, the writings they left behind. It gives you insight into their heart, into their mind, so you can know their story, understand their story. I mean, she was a young girl. I think she was 14 years old at the time. She was always sick. She was from a very poor family in France, and she was out to with her sister and a friend to get firewood, and she had begged her mother to let her go. And she was, as she was taking off her socks, she saw a light up in the grotto there. Everyone knows the story. And so the other kids ran ahead of her. They didn't wait for her. And so, haha, they should have waited. She got the apparition. And so today we're going to open with a little prayer that came out of her writings. And I just loved it because, again, it gave us insight into her heart and her mind and the beauty of her soul. And the prayer goes like this. Jesus, let the crucifix be not only in my eyes and on my breast, but in my heart, O Jesus. Release all of my affections. Draw them up towards you. Let my crucified heart sink forever into thine and bury itself in the mysterious wound made by the entry of the lance. Amen. That's a really beautiful prayer. It speaks to hiding yourself in the heart of Jesus, which we thought was fantastic. She understood the mystery of the wound in the side of Christ. And we just came off of Divine Mercy weekend, did we not?
Yeah. And last week we talked about the chaplet and the wounds and the dedication to the wounds and hiding yourself in the wounds of Christ, especially the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she clearly had understanding of that. And she practiced that.
She was ahead of her time.
She was ahead of her time.
Yeah.
So I think it's about 146 years ago from... And then Lourdes is thriving today. It's a thriving apparition site. That's actually on my bucket list. I would love to get to Lourdes.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. But this crucifix, it talks about the crucifix. Kathleen was mentioning this weekend again about the importance of wearing the crucifix. She talked about the importance of devotion to the Sacred Heart. And then they joked a little bit saying, some people don't know if their devotion should be to the Sacred Heart or should their devotion be towards the Divine Mercy. And they said, well, it's the same heart, right? It's all the heart of Christ.
Right.
Yeah. So If anyone wants to call in and share a little bit about what they recall about the weekend, we had some beautiful talks from some beautiful priests. We heard from Father Steve DeLacy, and we heard from Father Doug McKay for a speaker at lunch, right? He's the rector
Both
of Malvern.
Both of them were amazing.
They were amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, oh, look, caller on line one. Beautiful. We'll take the call. Wendy?
Hi, how are you?
Very
Hi, Wendy.
Good.
Hi, Tara.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Is the phone working now?
Yeah, but we can barely hear you. Maybe you can speak up really loud.
Can you hear us? I'm in the office.
Oh, okay. It's a little better now.
Okay. I just turned the volume of my phone up a little bit.
Okay.
So,
there we go.
So I was calling in to talk about Divine Mercy.
Yay.
And so, the retreat was really great. And, I first found out about Divine Mercy shortly after I converted. And, being a new Catholic, it was doing the rosary. It was a lot. And I had never prayed like that before. So I kind of inched into it using the Divine Mercy chaplet.
Oh.
So that's how I found out about it, and that's actually one of the things I used to do with my kids a lot when they were little. And
that's beautiful.
Not long after that, I discovered, you know, Divine Mercy Sunday and all the graces that you get, and I had shared that in one of my ladies' auxiliary meetings, and they were shocked. Like they were lifelong Catholics, and they had no idea that you could actually remove the punishment due.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all started. I would put it on my Google Calendar and share it with everyone, and then we would all start on Good Friday and carry it through. So that's kind of how I got started with the Divine Mercy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we went to do the show last week, and we said let's not assume that people know the chaplet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Am I echoing?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do another? We're going to do another headset swap.
Yeah.
We're still testing equipment.
Gotcha.
Is that me?
But no.
So, what did you think of the speakers? Weren't they amazing?
Oh, they were absolutely. I wish I could take notes faster, honestly.
Right. We were saying that,
I couldn't even keep up. It was so good. Such good information coming out, and I just couldn't write it fast enough. And then at one point, I just decided, forget it, I'm just going to listen. I went back last night to reread my notes, and they make more sense than I was expecting. I was expecting them to be real choppy because mm-hmm. I kept stopping to listen. But it was such a great retreat. Yeah, we're laughing.
Because Father Steve was just on
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
While he was so fun and joyful, he had such a spirit of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, he was giving the most amazing information.
It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
100%
yeah.
agree.
Yeah.
100%.
And I couldn't make out my notes either.
Right.
I kept saying, can I go back and watch? Is this recorded?
Yeah. That's what you asked too, right, Wendy? You were hoping
yes.
it was.
Yeah. I understand why they don't, but I just wish they did. Or maybe we'll just have to train ourselves in practice, and I'll take the beginning part of the sentence, and Tara will take the middle, and Marla
we'll go
and
take shorthand.
We're
going to learn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was good, and Father Doug McKay.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he has a great, great sense of joy to him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. High energy. They're both high energy.
And the bishop was awesome, too.
The bishop was great.
And, of course, our Kathleen was awesome. That goes without saying.
That goes without saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What was your favorite takeaway? We were recalling we heard about the Sacred Heart enthronement. We heard about the Beatitudes.
I think I'm leaning towards the Beatitudes.
Okay.
And I know we were all talking about that. And I think I might have taken better notes than I thought. in that section, because I was able to follow a little bit. So we'll circle back and talk about that sometime.
Yeah, because that's where Father Steve was amazing.
He was amazing.
Mm-hmm. I never thought of him that way. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, how they build on each other.
Yeah, how they... Yeah.
Yeah, they were so... it was so much more rich than I ever... I mean, they're amazing anyway, but there was just so much more to them.
Exactly. That's what we said. The Beatitudes, while they're easy to understand, they're also difficult to understand. They're deep, mm-hmm. and there's a little mystery to them, and how can we help people understand?
And who knew they really build on each other?
And who knew they build on each other, yeah.
Yeah.
Never knew that before.
He did a great job of explaining that.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to sit on a theology class with him.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe before we do a show on the Beatitudes, we'll...
Yeah, have Father.
Have Father. Or have him call in.
And explain.
And maybe get him to talk about a little bit of it.
Yeah, these Beatitudes and how they build on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he started with the blessed are the poor in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole explanation of poor in spirit, and I mean, the whole thing was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Yeah.
Someday we'll dissect that.
Exactly. And we also dig deep on that in OCIA when we're working with the people that are coming into the church. We do a lot on that.
That's awesome. What do you help them with? Like, how do you help them understand that?
Yeah, we just help them understand it. Probably too much to do on a phone call. I'll pull out my book sometime with you guys and show it. And but yeah, and that's even more so how I even started really understanding it. It's amazing how you can understand things more when you're suddenly teaching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we learn a lot just planning the show.
Yeah. It forces you to learn. It's one thing to take it into your mind.
To hear it.
And to hear it and to understand it. And it's another thing to transfer it from your head to your lips, right?
Right.
Exactly. Because when you're teaching it, you have to have a deeper understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not just what you think you absorbed on a quick read.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That was amazing.
Yep.
So your second calling in life, Wendy, maybe should be a teacher, since you like to do all this. You do the teaching anyway, right?
That would be awesome. Yeah.
So when you're finished with insurance.
titles, yeah.
Yeah, titles, yeah.
I don't know. I think my next step is retirement, so that I can spend more time doing the other stuff that I like.
Yeah. Right.
Which will be teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of come to the conclusion there is no such thing as retirement.
Right.
Women just want to work. You know, they just... Men, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it keeps you young. It keeps your mind vibrant. It keeps you healthy. I think we were made to work. I feel like we were actually put on this earth to...
Right?
To work.
Yeah.
Share the gospel. Mm-hmm. But your quilt is beautiful for this Wake Up America dinner, so we appreciate all your help and hard work with that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah,
we should go into that. How much fun is that dinner? Everybody's together.
Oh, my gosh. It really is.
I mean, if you like coming and hanging out at the retreats, this is really a time where everything is just meant to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's in fun mode the entire time.
Yes.
You don't stop and, you know, get deep and then get together and giggle again. It's just a great day.
It's a really fun day. It goes very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My husband comes.
Yeah.
There's beautiful auction items.
That's why he comes. He wants to make sure I stay in check with the auction items.
There's always a reason, right?
He gives you a pen with very little ink.
Yeah. Like, I think you already bit on something. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You say everything's so beautiful.
I know.
Everything in here is...
I always say, oh, don't worry. I'll be outbid. Don't even worry about it. Just keep on keeping on.
Right.
Yeah. Someone else will come along and put another bit on that.
Right. And it usually does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So one of the baskets, I thought I was so funny, and I told Tara the name thinking she would laugh. I was like, guess what I named the grill basket? I said I named it Grill Baby Grill. Do you understand the joke?
Yeah.
Drill, baby, drill, like the oil. Yes. And Tara's like...
I got it, yep.
Yeah, Tara's like, I don't get it. I'm like, you don't get it? grill, baby grill.
Because we're looking at the grill basket. Yeah. My mind was on the things in the grill basket.
Yeah. But wasn't that Palin around that election?
Yeah, I guess so. I just remember drill, baby drill. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He still says it.
Yeah. So I was laughing. I'm like, how can you not get the joke? It's grill, baby grill.
And she says, drill, baby. I go, oh, now I get it.
Now I get it. And she's like, it has nothing to do with oil. I'm like, well, now you're grilling.
It's not vegetable oil or olive oil or.
Yeah. Anyway, we try.
You don't grill with olive oil.
Right.
By the way.
No.
Just a little cooks. It doesn't take heat.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
That I actually knew. I'm not a cook, and I actually knew that.
Yeah.
Go me.
Yeah. Grill, baby, grill.
Grill, baby, grill.
I need one. That works for air fryers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little spray bottle.
Nice.
Yeah.
So lovely. So I hope it's a lovely day for us on Sunday, April 26th. I'm sure it will be a lovely day. So if you haven't signed up, please do. 1:30 to 5:30 will be held at the Malvern Retreat House, 315 South Warren Avenue in Malvern, PA. And the theme is Happy 250th Birthday, America.
Yes, and Anita says, the Wake Up America dinner is like a family reunion.
It is like a family reunion. That's perfect, Anita. That's the perfect thing.
Yeah,
to say.
So fun. Everyone's there. Mm-hmm. And we get to hang out. No one's worried about, like, being to the next event or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you can get a table together, that would be awesome. It's tables of eight.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call 610-527-2906. And call it in.
Yeah.
On a website.
You can be a sponsor, red, white, or blue.
Mm-hmm. You can sponsor the event, the lunch, or the raffle ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So we always like to support our Kathleen.
Yes, and in his sign, Catholic Radio.
Mm-hmm. This is one of her two fundraisers. It's just Wake Up America and the golf outing.
Mm-hmm. And without you,
we can't do it.
Our radio voices would be silenced, right?
Right.
Exactly.
So, yes. And Kathleen will give us a, she always addresses the
audience.
The family. The audience.
The family. We're going to go with Anita.
We're going to go with family.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're like family now.
At the family reunion, the family matriarch.
Yeah.
Kathleen will get up and address the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She always has something, a nice prayer over us. And,
She wants nothing more than, like, 150 more kids.
Give or take a few.
I mean,
she wouldn't mind a couple more tables.
Yeah.
She has that mother's
heart. There's something about Catholics that they come in at the 11th hour.
Yes.
They know they're going to get the table. They know. But they wait till, like, the week before to...
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
So maybe we'll say a little prayer to St. Bernadette.
They're going to have to sit up front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the last ones in have to sit up front.
Yes.
So you're saying, yeah, yeah.
Because we all like to sit in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
So look at your calendars, and if you're available, please join Kathleen and her family.
And if you know you're getting the table, it would be nice to have the information a little early. So,
mm-hmm.
So nerves don't rattle.
Help with planning.
Yeah,
it takes a lot of planning, and you have to let Malvern know. They have to order the food and order the linens and all the things that go into making the event the special day that it is.
Yes.
And probably staffing, too.
Yeah, exactly. So please, please, please don't wait till the last minute.
And it's the 250th anniversary of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wake up, America, and celebrate.
Exactly.
Bring your table at 8.
I think we should all wear red, white, and blue.
That's a great idea.
What a great idea.
I'm not a white person. Marta wears white. I don't really wear white.
Yeah, that's always
a
joke.
I just had a navy blue dress, so I will wear that.
Ah, see that?
Okay.
You can jazz it up with a little red and white jewelry or something, and you're set to go.
Right.
Yeah, I'll see what I have.
Mike has to get an American flag tie. Maybe Uncle Sam on there or something.
He can handle that. His personality can handle that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We get like a red, white, and blue suit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would handle that. He's fun. I don't know if he's that fun. Yeah.
Well, he was at, we were at Kohl's after Christmas, and they had one of those ugly, you know, Christmas suits on the clearance rack. And he goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, put it back. Don't even think about it.
If it's not red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that is beautiful. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for reminding us that today is the feast day of Saint Bernadette. We love her, Our Lady of Lourdes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And don't forget, Wendy brings the beautiful quilt to the Wake Up America dinner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this year it's beautiful as well.
Yeah, it is. It's magnificent.
You have to come to see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right. All right.
Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, Wendy.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so the other we did find out a couple things at the retreat. I mean, we did want to mention a couple things because Kathleen is involved very much in enthroning your heart to the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Your home.
Mm-hmm. Your home.
Mm-hmm.
And your heart, but your home.
Mm-hmm.
And most as we said, it's the same as the heart of divine mercy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
your favorite takeaway was... Share your favorite takeaway.
My favorite takeaway was I never realized that the black background of the Divine Mercy image is because Jesus meets us in our darkness.
Mm-hmm. And he's moving forward, right?
And he's in a forward motion with his foot forward, and he's coming to meet us in the darknesses of his of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And that just struck me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes things strike different people different way. That just struck me. That was my one takeaway that I won't forget.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't enthroned your home, you can go on
enthronement.org.
Enthronement.org.
That's for the Sacred Heart Enthronement.
But they send you a little packet, and they'll have all the prayers that you need to say. And if you want, you can bring a priest in.
Yeah,
priests
will come in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But...
And then this is the enthroning the divine mercy.
So I think enthroning
as king
your home is
of
a,
your home and your family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's divinemercyforamerica.org, and you can get one of these enthronement packets. And a lot of times they have them at the back of the retreat if you're at a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kathleen does have one more retreat coming up.
Yes, she does. Next Saturday, as a matter of fact.
If you missed Divine Mercy.
Yes, next Saturday.
You have another opportunity.
April 18th, 2026. It's from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Now, you missed the early registration, so if you want to register at the door, I believe it's $50. And it will also be with the Bishop, Most Reverend Bishop Efren Esmilia, Father Timothy Christie, Kathleen McCarthy, and... Ooh, I was going to say Father Ignatius Mary, but I have a feeling that changed. I don't know if it's Father Ignatius Mary or Father Ida Sam. I recall on Tuesday, Kathleen saying one of the priests couldn't make it.
Right.
But have you ever met Father Ida Sam? He is so much fun.
He is.
He's awesome.
He is.
He's full of life and personality. He's amazing. He does not disappoint. It'd be worth the effort to get there. And then the website is www.olfparish/event/event. And the address is 501 New Market Road in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Piscataway.
Mm-hmm.
The towns in New Jersey are named after Indian language. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah. Hohokus, Piscataway.
Oh. Hoboken?
Hoboken, yeah. Yeah. A lot of New Jersey towns are.
There you go.
Oh, I'm putting this in my bag. Okay. Where'd my flyer go?
So if anyone else would like to write into the comments about their favorite moment from the retreat, do share what your favorite moments were. My favorite moment wasn't necessarily, I mean, I loved all the talks. I loved everything. I loved being in the Good Shepherd Chapel. And I had time. It wasn't time I signed up for. I just had an opportunity mm-hmm. by myself with the Lord in the Good Shepherd Chapel in the Carlo Acutis Shrine, which is the Lower McShane portion of Melbourne Retreat House. And while I was in there, I hadn't prayed a rosary yet that day. So I was like, oh, I got to just sit. I need 15 minutes to focus. And I started to pray the rosary. But the Lord laid on my heart I recalled a retreatant at that time, and this individual, I hadn't seen them at the retreat all weekend, and this was like Saturday, I'm going to say afternoon, maybe even towards the evening, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember this retreatant from Kathleen's retreat at Lumina Christi. And so I said, all right, so I prayed a decade of the rosary for this particular person. And then I thought, well, how am I going to ever know what happened? Will I ever see this person again? Will I ever, how do you know how her story ended? I know she was battling cancer and some other things. And I thought, I wonder how she's doing. And so anyway, I finished the rosary and I walk up the stairs and boom, who's the first person I bump into? But that retreatant. And I was like, see that? God answers our questions. He's always with us. He hears us. That was not my imagination. Sometimes I'm like, well, maybe that's my imagination. Maybe, I don't know why I was thinking that person. Maybe I'm nuts, right?
Right.
And then, but he always confirms and he answers. And sometimes it's quickly. Sometimes maybe you have to wait a day or two. But sometimes it's like in the moment he answers. I walked right up that stairs, saw her face, and my heart, I was so excited to see her. I was actually so joyful. And
yeah.
I shared with her. I was so happy to see her, and she looked beautiful and all that kind of stuff.
Because you were sharing, you were taking a piece of her hardship away and putting it on your own heart.
Yeah. And yeah. The Lord, and I did share with her. I said, wow, the Lord, I was just downstairs by myself in a little adoration, and he brought you to my mind, and this is unbelievable. I haven't seen you all weekend, and here you are.
Yeah.
So it's I love moments like that.
Yes.
They're little God wink moments where
they are.
They're quiet. It's nothing crazy profound. It's nothing, you know.
I saw a woman outside of Mass this morning, I was telling you, and I just felt the inspiration of, say hello to her.
Yeah.
I said, but Lord, I don't remember her name. I don't. And that's so sad because you sit in daily Mass with people. And I said to Marta, we really should have a coffee like once a week because we see the same people every day when we're in Mass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just asked her. I said, can you tell me your name again? And then she really thanked me for just saying hello. And so you do get these little inspirations from the Lord if you're in tune.
Right.
Right. What does your bracelet say? Bring Jesus everywhere.
Bring Jesus everywhere.
You forgot your bracelet.
I forgot my bracelet.
Marta had bracelets made.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Maybe we'll give them out at Good Morning America.
Yeah. Wake up, America.
I mean, wake up.
But I love Good Morning America. That's good. It is happy birthday, America.
Yeah, it is going to be good afternoon because it's not in the morning.
That could be the present, the giveaway. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to go to a break in a few seconds, but when we get back, we'll tell you about the bracelets. They're fun.
Right.
And we'll share the gospel with you today. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Back in a
minute. We're going to break it.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment that has enabled us to stay on the air, no doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers. Not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2900.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Marta Kyle.
And her sidekick, Tara Wolfington.
Yes, and this is Here I Am, Lord, saying yes to the Lord in our everyday encounters.
Yes.
With one another and with the Lord. And before the break, we were talking about just about that topic. And even in discussing the gospel, my favorite new saying is, I don't know why I'm really having a field day with this one, is bring Jesus everywhere with you. Mm-hmm. And he's your best friend when you really develop a relationship with Christ. To pray unceasingly, you learn just means that you spend the entire day with the Lord, whether you're doing your work, your domestic duties, whatever it is that you're doing. You could be sweeping the floor, doing a dish, driving the car, picking up the kids. And when you're in constant communication with him in your heart, mm-hmm. in your mind, it's funny. It starts to become an automatic.
Right. You mm-hmm. start to have a conversation. Yeah. Say hello to her.
Yeah, exactly. Just
but
like
I don't
that.
Know her name.
But that is what some people get stressed out when they hear things like pray without ceasing. They say, well, I can't be on my knees all day. I'm not a nun. I can't be praying the rosary 24/7. But
right.
that's not what the Lord's asking of us. He wants some of that, sure. He wants you to come away and spend a little time and go to adoration and pray your rosary and whatnot. But the Lord is, he's all love. He's fun. And he enjoys every aspect of our day. It's like when Kathleen tells us the story before her feet hit the floor. She'll wake up, she greets the Lord, it's the first greeting of the day, and she says, I can't wait to see what you have to show me today, Lord, and show me yourself and every person I come across today. She mm-hmm. shared that at the retreat, and she was very funny, and then at the end, she hopes that she hears, she's up!
She's awake.
She's awake. Yeah, watch she out,
puts
world.
Puts a little fear into the other side.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Okay, so Anita said, my favorite time was in the private adoration in the Immaculate Conception. No one showed up, and I had the whole hour.
See,
well, that was a blessing.
That is beautiful, yeah.
That was an imitation. I just got Holy Spirit goosebumps.
Yeah, see? That was worth its weight in gold, Anita. You got a whole hour by yourself in the Immaculate Conception Chapel. That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was fruitful.
Yeah. And there's a lot of graces that flow out from his heart to your heart.
When you go to adoration
mm-hmm.
and spend time with him.
Yeah. And you soak in those graces, and it's beautiful. And you do develop little inside jokes with the Lord, and you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rita, pray to Saint Expedite for quick fill-up. Come join the fun. Okay. I didn't even know that was a saint.
I didn't either.
I'm going to look him up.
Right.
Or her.
But Rita said, come join the fun. You've heard it here.
All the broadcasters will be there. It's a very fun event, just in case. So back to we're talking about Good Morning America. No kidding.
I was thinking about the morning that we were talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about Wake Up America dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
And it is a very fun event. And should we read the gospel?
We should.
Read the gospel?
Is that where we're going? Do mm-hmm. I have it?
Sure.
You have it in large print. Okay. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. That last line always really gets you. Do a little Lectio Divina and the things that stand out to you. And that's like frightening, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Disobeying.
Yeah. And when we were walking today, we said we were discussing the gospel. And this isn't like religious or anything. But when I was young, I was singing to myself, right? And when we were raised in a Catholic home, and we really were not allowed to have posters. We weren't allowed to have idols, if you will.
Or paint our rooms.
Yeah, or paint our rooms or go to concerts or look at magazines or anything, right? So anyway, long story short, I guess he also wasn't fond of some of the music of that day.
Yeah.
And I didn't know any better. Honestly, I think I was in third grade and I loved Madonna. Anyone remember Material Girl? Remember that song? I was in the porch. I thought I was by myself and boy, I was belting away. Because we are living in a material world. And my dad walked in and,
that was the wrong thing to say.
Why did I mean bad timing, man? So I was singing.
Or
I
divine
didn't even
intervention.
Know. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what it was to be a material girl and in a material world and I want material thing. I mean, it is a terrible song. I think about it. And he stopped and he said, "What are you singing?" And I'm like, "Madonna, Dad, I'm singing Madonna." You know, it's a great song. It was a very peppy little song.
Yeah.
And boy, that made for a really long afternoon for old Mart. I got some big lessons.
Come and sit down.
Yeah. He says, exactly. He's like, where have I gone wrong? Have you not sat in our Sunday sessions? Like, where are you, child?
Right. Be in the world, not of the world.
Yeah. I got the big...
Be in the world, not of the world.
I mean, everything was over my head. I didn't even know what I was singing half the time. I'm like, I know I'm getting a lesson, but I don't even know what I did wrong, you know, because I was that young. I just was singing. I was really.
Right.
But honest to God, I never forgot it.
Yeah.
I never forgot it. And now I hear that song and I cringe myself and I think, okay, now I know why he cringed. I understand why that was such a horrible song.
Right.
To be singing. But within the gospel, it says right in the beginning, he who thinks and speaks of earthly things, they're of the earth.
But right. So, if you want to go to heaven with God.
Mm-hmm. And so I read that gospel and it just popped right out. My poor brain goes everywhere. I'm like, oh, yeah, remember I was singing Material Girl? That was horrible.
Our father had a nice way of giving punishments that lasted a lifetime.
Oh, a life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like you're grounded, go sit in your room. It was like, go read the Bible, and I want an 800-word report on what it means to have humility or what it means to be honest or what it means to be. So it was nothing you could, like, copy. I know he had to rewrite the Book of Wisdom. Tara had to rewrite the Book of Wisdom.
Word for word.
Word for word.
You're not grounded.
Yeah.
You just can't go out until you finish writing the Book of Wisdom. Word for word.
Exactly.
It was like to the edge of the page, to the next slide. I mean, how much paper are you going to go through?
Yeah.
So I was grounded for a long time because I had to write the Book of Wisdom before I could go out.
But look how wise, all the wiser you are. And then, do you even remember what you were being punished for? That's what I love.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I cut school.
Well, I had to write an 800-word essay on humility.
Yes.
And that's hard to do. And then come up with biblical references that support that. I mean, when you're young, you're like,
But let's just go back to that childhood thing for a minute. Because Mary came with me.
Yeah.
And all she had to do was read this little book like this on healing and write a little paper. I said, excuse me, how did she get this little book on healing? And Tara's got to write the Book of Wisdom. That part I remember, too. My punishment, but I remember her punishment.
Right. So, Mary, if you're listening, feel free to defend yourself in the chat right now.
Right.
Just chime right in.
Call in.
Yeah.
She's going to say, was your idea, Tara? And it probably was.
She
I'm not going to lie.
She made me do it. She made me do it.
Oh, to be young
that
again.
Is so funny. So anyway, I'm sorry to digress, but that story cracked me up when I read that gospel. That is just the phrase just overwhelmed me. I was like, oh yeah, material girl
of the earth,
things,
of the earth,
of the earth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things.
Oh, quite right. Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm reformed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But Kathleen always talks about testifying and how important testifying is.
Mm-hmm.
He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. So that's more what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and share.
Yeah.
Share with your friends, your family, your people that God is trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And how did he work in your life? And
and
people really respond to true life stories.
Yep. Tell your story.
Tell your story.
If you were singing a bad song.
Now next week we have to think of a good song.
Yeah,
a heavenly
exactly.
song.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us life. That was my favorite song.
We're from a big family, anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah. So,
10 kids, we kind of probably gave our dad a run for his money.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen says, oh, Christopher.
Yeah, my dad said that 10 times over.
Right. Oh, all of them.
Yeah. But it says right there, God is trustworthy, and all weekend long, what's right at the bottom of the image of the divine mercy? Jesus, I trust in you.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes it when we trust in him. Right?
And you have to practice trust, because it's hard to trust.
It is
hard to
trust.
Because when you're earthly people aren't always trustworthy. And I'm sure we all have testimony to that at some point or another.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were
there
talking about
no
that.
There will be no shortage of that.
On our walk this morning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we were talking about the love between the Father and the Son. And we were talking about the wisdom that God has given us from the beginning of time all the way through to present day. There's the world today, I know it's in need of great mercy, but there's so much available. There's so much available from the Old Testament to the New Testament to all the prophecies that are approved through the church. Things like Lourdes and Fatima and Medjugorje. I mean, there's so much word that has come forth from God.
Right.
Jesus is the word. And, I mean, it's available.
And you can pray all day. You can put your little earpods in and you can listen to it. You don't even have to just read anymore. And you can turn it on in the car and leave EWTN on the TV in your house.
Yeah. And even though the times have changed, the message never changes, right?
Right.
So
always the Trinitarian God loves you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And you can trust in that love. That doesn't mean your problems are going to go away. That doesn't mean you're going to sail through life. But it does mean that we have a safe refuge. We have a trusted friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that he'll show us the way. He'll guide us.
And what offends him most is when we don't trust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of earthly things, you know, that train us not to trust.
Yeah. And that's the other thing we were talking about this weekend at the retreat. We heard, besides the Beatitudes, we heard about the brown scapular. So in Throneman of the Home comes, you can look it up, comes with so many beautiful promises, right? Peace in the home, protections, graces. He gives us guidelines from the beginning of time all the way through history. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got started. We were talking about the Ten Commandments because they were obviously the first set of guidelines for the people. And yet we still,
for
we
happiness,
are sheep.
If you want
if you want to be happy and free and forgiveness. And so we thought we would talk about some of the Ten Commandments today. Start at the very beginning, right?
Right.
It's a very good place to start.
I mean, we were kind of saying that we would just take one at a time on different shows.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two if we get past one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, I am the Lord your God. You should have no strange gods before me.
And that's trust.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Two.
And that's what we were saying. That's how we got into the idols and the concerts and the, you know, people, I don't know, talk about Elvis Presley or something. Or for me, I also loved Michael Jackson. Or people go crazy. They put a lot of things before the Lord, and we got talking about sports in today's world. And sports have become a god. I mean, they take the place of God. It's breaking the Sabbath a lot of times because your kids have tournaments.
You're jumping commandments.
I know, but still, it's also sports can be a god, too. I'm jumping.
Let's keep holy the Sabbath.
Yeah.
No, but exactly. And we talked about you know, don't have strange gods. Don't worship someone on earth. Don't worship, like you said, sports or this or that. Or, you know,
that's
people
why we were
get
not
mad
allowed
at
to
Catholics because we have statues and everything everywhere. But we don't really worship the statue. They're just reminders to us of, you know, of our faith.
And we actually heard that this weekend, too. Do you remember that? They said the church is rich in things that give us good reminders, and it's important for people to have beautiful artwork and to have statues. Do you remember they talked about that at the retreat a little bit this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very on point.
It is.
Because even back, you know, when Moses gave the Ten Commandments, while he was up there receiving them, I mean, God just parted the sea for them and brought them through. That was unbelievable.
With a pillar of fire.
With a pillar of fire. Yeah. And it didn't take but like 40 days.
I was wowed at the black background in the picture. How could you forget a pillar of fire?
And a sea separating.
And a sea, right. Yeah. The parting of the sea and watching the army be destroyed. And, you know, it's like being...
And yet they forgot and they didn't trust. They forgot. They didn't trust. They were getting impatient. They were hungry.
They might have had an antagonizer too, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a...
Well, we met the snake on the wall.
We did.
That little sucker popped right out. He was like jumpy. Remember? He was like, I was like, yo, sucker. But yes. Yeah, so anyway, back to the Ten Commandments. We forget so easily, and God just inundates us with mercy, with love, with messaging, with reminders, with prophetic words, with scripture, you know.
Yeah, things to show us not to go after the false God. There's so much to occupy your mind, right? Take your thoughts captive. If you go start going the wrong way, a snake will jump down. Take that thought captive and stop.
Yeah.
You know, because in life we can, some people fall to greed and making money a God.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gambling, vanity.
Yep.
I mean, you can name the whole list. That you can prioritize things in place of the Lord. You know, you have so many fleeting worldly distractions. I can, the cell phone. I mean, is the obvious.
Yeah.
The most obvious one. And not only does it distract you from God and his loving presence in your life, it actually is a tool that is making kids do the opposite. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough likes. You know what I mean? They just, and there are good things that you could go to on your phone. You can listen to, you know, stations
podcasts
and talks and
stations
podcasts.
Like us
and,
today.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You can watch Mass online if you had, you know.
They even have Holy Hour. If you're,
they do. That's unbelievable. They have lots of Holy Hour on online.
Yeah. But they do have fabulous talks. They have, if you go to Ascension and some of those apps.
Formed, Ascension.
Formed. They have professors from it's like going to university and hearing, you know.
Scott Hahn.
And they have these amazing, I remember Scott Hahn has one called The Fourth Cup.
Mm-hmm. Everyone loves that. Yeah.
Oh, if you haven't read that book or go listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
That was another eye-opener.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So it's about not sticking to the loving invitation of your secure God, who's offering you exclusivity.
Yeah.
And don't try to stay away from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we talked about a little bit earlier, it's that whole bring Jesus everywhere with you. Bring God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Bring him with you everywhere you go. In the car, cooking the dinner. I ask the Lord to help me cook dinner every night. Because it's my least favorite thing to do. But you want your family to enjoy the dinner if you're going to make it, right? And it always works out. I always say, please, what are we having for dinner tonight, Lord? Please help me understand what's for dinner.
I might have said it on the show before. My sister-in-law said to me once, I just had Jesus dress me this morning. And I was like, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
And so one time I had to be somewhere in a hurry and I had nothing to wear. And I said, I'm going to give this one a whirl. Jesus, will you dress me?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And in 10 minutes I had this outfit. I go, wow, this is my new go-to.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that communion in everything you do. Have everything a conversation. He helps you even in, you know.
Yeah. I don't like to make difficult left-hand turns. We're in the car together a lot. And I'm always like... All right, Jesus, here we go. I got to make the left. I only like making a left when I have a light or if it's a stop sign. I don't like having to make a left-hand turn into like across four lanes of traffic or something.
She doesn't not like it. She doesn't do it.
Yeah, I'll go
all the way around so she can get the light.
And Tara likes to just rip out and make the left. I'm always like,
No. Tara's a skilled driver.
Yeah, I'm a skilled driver. Who sees the opening.
Yes. We're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
We're not kidding about her going for the light, though. That's...
I ask the Lord to help me all the time. I'm like, Jesus, will you help me make the left? Will you please help me make the left? People ask you for parking spots. I'm asking you to help me make this left-hand turn. And he always does, I have to say. I always have this weird clearance. I'm like, wow, I can actually go.
Right.
Leaving school, leaving my son's school is really hectic. And you can't see. Like, it's a one-way each way, but the... If a bus is there, if something's in your way, you really can't see. If you're trying to make that left, you have to inch out. So anyway, that's one of my most stressfuls, and that's every day. I ask Jesus every day to help me make the left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he does, because I have to make a left to go to church. I'm like, come on, Lord, I'm trying to get to Mass. Please help me.
But in the old days when we were taught catechism, the Ten Commandments were, fire and brimstone. Mm-hmm. You will not have another God before, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think that we're trying to say there's another softer side of the Lord who's mm-hmm. saying, stay with me, be with me, come into my wound, bring your wounds and, mm-hmm. Let's mesh
hide
them together,
hide in
my heart. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to, mm-hmm. and when you get in that habit, he does talk to you. Talk to this person, move that way, make a left mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
Maybe try on that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in that close of a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know.
Yeah. And then when the bigger problems come up, that relationship is established, it's developed, and you know he's hearing you. Right? Because sometimes you can get sideswiped by serious problems, and they don't always, mm-hmm. sometimes they come out of the blue.
Financial.
Yeah.
Kathleen tells the meatloaf story.
Exactly.
She had nothing mm-hmm. to put on the table, and she told her kids, set the table.
Mm-hmm.
Has the Lord ever not provided?
Yep.
Set it. But Mom, there's nothing in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Set the table. An hour later, ding dong. Two meatloaf show up.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. It's a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story.
Show and tell story.
Yeah.
So that's another thing about the retreat. I was laughing. The priest was saying something about hide and seek, how the Lord will play hide and seek a little bit. And whenever Kathleen, in the early years, when I would listen to her talk, she'd say, I'm just the Lord's show and tell. I'm just the Lord's show and tell. I'd sit in the seat and be like, oh, I never liked show and tell in school. I'm going to have to change my image of show and tell. Show and tell used to stress me out. I did not like it as a kid.
Right.
I actually wanted to be skipped over every Friday for show and tell. I was like, you can just pass on me. I got nothing to show. I got nothing to tell. Right. Yep. And I really, truly did not like show and tell. And Kathleen always talked about it. I'm like, I liked hide and seek. I like hide and seek. I like to hide.
Yeah.
And then the priest mentioned it this weekend. I was laughing. I'm like, hide and seek. Somebody else was saying. Someone else was referencing the Lord and how.
Oh, my gosh. Big families.
I know.
Anyone from a big family has a lot of fun stories.
Mm-hmm.
But it also talks about God being a jealous God in the fact that he wants your love and your attention. And we were on our little road walk this morning, and mm-hmm. we were talking about, remember the first guy you ever fell in love with? Like, everyone has that first person guy or gal that you fell in love with, and how you tried to do everything right, or you tried to look just right and be just right and get them exactly what they wanted for, a gift or a meal, and you just wanted them to say, give you little loving words, and that just made your day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it said, that's kind of how the Lord is. He's jealous and he wants your attention, and love wants to be loved in return.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So,
That's part of divine justice, right? He gives us love. He gives us mercy. It's only right that you love in return. And it has to be filled. These voids have to be filled.
Yeah.
So tell Jesus you love him.
Yes.
He likes to hear Adam's first words, they say, when God blew the breath of life into Adam's nostrils and he came to life, his first words, I love you. I love you. I love you. That was wisdom.
That was wisdom.
He's very smart, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is the first commandment. If anyone has any fun stories about the first commandment, lessons that they had to learn in school or from singing songs or...
Commandment number one. You could jump to 3-2 if you want, but today's commandment number one. Or two. We can let you go to two.
Yeah. But he gives us these commandments. Why? Because he's showing us safety, freedom, just like with our own children. We would say, don't go stick your hand in the fire, or don't go play, you know, look both ways before you cross the street, because if you don't, you're going to get hit by a car. People view the commandments with the wrong point of view, like you were just saying.
Because they come across as negative.
Mm-hmm.
But if you flip it.
Mm-hmm. And you look at it in the light of love, and you look at it in the light of a father's love, and that he's giving us these commandments for freedom and for love, and so that we can have joy, and that we can have peace, and we can have all the things that we're constantly, you know, running to the Lord, asking him for.
Right. Right. Because if you stay close to him and you avoid all the, you know, the sinful ways that your life can go, you stay happy and you don't get tripped up and you don't make mistakes that are life altering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very difficult.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, staying in purity and trying not to...
And sometimes we can kid ourselves and we think, no, we put God first. We wake up and maybe you're a daily masser. Maybe, you know, prayer is the first thing that rolls off your lips in the morning before your feet hit the floor. But yet a problem might come up throughout the day, or you go through the rest of the day and you kind of just, the whole day falls apart, or you're meeting somebody in the grocery store and you feel like you have to tape your fingers to your sides because you're really... You want to show them your fist or something, you know? And
someone cuts you off. That's the big
someone
one.
Someone cuts you off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now we make up stories if someone cuts you off.
Yeah.
So we challenge road rage with a story. Oh, yeah. My goodness. His wife is having a baby. He really has to get to the hospital.
Yeah. And road rage is a little scary today. There's a lot of scary stories of people that have been seriously injured because of something like road rage. So you're better off just trying to keep the Lord first and foremost in your heart, your mind, and your soul all day.
Right.
So that,
and your fellow man. So even if you have to make up a story of why that mm-hmm. person is behaving so irrationally,
yeah,
it kind of helps you to calm down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Put a different spin on it. Because exactly. You really don't know what's going on in that car.
Right, precisely.
Yeah.
But sometimes if it's too erratic and crazy, your common sense could tell you the person's...
Right. Hang back.
Yeah.
Don't pass.
Mm, don't pass.
Leave that person alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to do. We asked someone at our table at the retreat, remember? Vinny, we asked him.
Oh,
about
do you
road
have road rage?
Yeah. It was really funny. You're like, now be honest, do you have road rage? And he was like, yeah, I do. It was actually fun. We had fun conversations.
Because
with
his sister was there. So yeah. Like sister, brother, she wanted to chime in and give us extra emphasis on.
Siblings
Vinny's road
are
rage.
So much fun. Yeah. Siblings will always keep
we
it
love
real.
You, Vinny.
Yeah. So if you're listening today, that was a fun story, Vinny. It was very funny.
Yes.
All right. I can't believe it. The hour's up.
I know.
Please tune in to Dr. Anton Raimondo. Do not forget. Stay tuned for
up next.
Anton.
Sign up for the Wake Up America, and we'll see you next week.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Join us again next week as we explore scripture reflections, personal stories, and practical encouragement, leading us to say, yes, here I am, Lord.